I'm Dennis O'Hare.
And I'm Rose Scott. There are legends in sports, and there are legendary sports calls. Well, this is an example when the two intersect.
He's sitting on 714. Here's the pitch by Downing. Swinging. There's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 715. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron. The fireworks are going. Henry Aaron is coming around third. His teammates are at home plate. And listen to this crowd. A sellout crowd is cheering Henry Aaron, the home run king of all time. 715.
That is the legendary call by Hall of Fame broadcaster Milo Hamilton, who at the time was the Braves play-by-play announcer, of course. That was Hank Aaron's historic 715th home run in 1974. And, of course, it took place at the old Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. The Braves were taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers, and pitcher Al Downing, who just happened to be the unlucky one to serve up that pitch. But Atlanta was just one stop along a 60-year career where Milo Hamilton called games for seven different major league teams, including both of the ones in Chicago, which is hard to do.
Absolutely. You know, Milo Hamilton is from the generation of sportscasters that started in baseball's radio days and then moved to television. And he hailed from an era when listening to the ball game on the radio was the next best thing to being there. Well, Milo Hamilton passed away yesterday at the age of 88. And joining Closer Look to reflect on his career, longtime Atlanta sports journalist and a friend of this program, I.J. Rosenberg. I.J., thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Tell me about the first time you heard Milo Hamilton.
Well, actually, the first time, you know, I grew up in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first times I can remember hearing him was in the late 60s when, you know, I was very young and started listening to the Braves on radio, him and Ernie Johnson. You know, a lot of people, you know, Larry Munson, a lot of people don't realize that Larry Munson, actually in the 60s, the great Georgia radio announcer, also did Braves games back then. And he actually worked with Milo Hamilton. And I can remember them actually both doing games together. And then I was very fortunate in 74. I was about to turn 11 years old. To be at the game with my grandparents. They took me to the game that that Aaron hit the home run. But Milo, you know, called that game. It was sort of a little bit of a controversy in that, you know, both him and Ernie Johnson were mm-hmm. in the booth. But Milo actually had written into his contract after the previous season that when Hank came to bat during that 1974 season, no matter whether it was his inning or Ernie's inning, that he got to call the at-bat, and, of course, that's the reason that he ended up making the call. And he made a great call. I mean, there's, you know, there were three big calls that were made. A couple of other, there was a national call, and, of course, then Scully was making the call for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And they all did it very differently. Ben Scully sort of let the crowd noise, you know, stand in and then came and really did a tremendous job covering it. And you know, I thought Milo's call of it was very, very good.
You know, IJ, it's a cliche, but of course, you know, Milo Hamilton is from the sports broadcasting cloth. You know, they say they just don't make them like that anymore. And Dennis and I talk all the time about, listen, I grew up listening to Jack Buck, who had some great calls. And Dennis, you have your favorite. So,
oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, we don't see that as much anymore. What, talk about his style a little bit, his delivery.
Well, I think he had a great voice. I mean, there was no doubt that, you know, he had that velvet type of voice. And, you know, I, like both of you, you know, with, you know, I love AM radio. You know, I still love the crackling of, you know, especially in sports mm-hmm. and stuff like that, to hear the static. And you know, I think that Milo, two things that he did very well. Number one was that he had great pipes. I mean, he just, and he kept, you know, he took care of himself. A lot of baseball announcers, you know, drank a lot and partied a lot and did things and didn't take care of themselves. And there were days where they just didn't have it. But Milo was one of those guys that did take care of himself. The other thing Milo did was he did a really good job of preparing for the game. He was I remember getting to know Milo pretty well when he was with the Astros and I was covering the Braves during the 1990s for the AJC. You know, you would go in there and he would always be studying, and he kept very extensive statistics on the players before, you know, computers and different programs did that. And he was very well prepared, and he typically, you know, did a good job of calling, not only calling the game, but giving the listener some interesting information, you know, on different things. And like, you know, Harry Carey and Skip Carey and all those guys, they had, you know, there are certain ways that they, you know, they said stuff. But, you know, Milo worked for a long time with Ernie Johnson, and Ernie, of course, is, you know, certainly a treasure in Atlanta Braves history. But there were times where, you know, Milo, like a lot of announcers, most announcers have their good sides and the sides that people don't like. And, you know, there were times where, you know, Milo was not the most pleasant person to be around. But he certainly had a Hall of Fame career. He is in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And like you both mentioned, you know, he worked for a lot of teams. And, you know, the fact that he worked for both teams, as did Harry Carey in Chicago, I think that's pretty interesting.
IJ, you were talking about his style, and we got actually a pretty good sample of it in that call, because the sentences were short. He let the crowd noise come in between each sentence. And then at just the right moment, he said, "Listen to this crowd." So you got the picture, because you really needed that if you were listening to the radio, of this historic moment. And then he let you see it, and then he let you hear it. That was just great.
And Dennis, I agree. He did it in his own way. I think what happens, I've been to, you know, being involved with the Braves from 91 to 98 and doing a lot of radio as well as writing and stuff like that. I never called games, but I did get to see, you know, the Jack Bucks and the Skip Careys and the Harry Careys and people like that. The one thing that they did, and I know Milo did this and he wrote about it in his book, is they prepared for those moments. I mean, you know, the only announcer out there that I think is one of these guys that just doesn't really, you know, sort of dream the night before what he's going to say about a big play is Vin Scully. I think he's probably the most natural of all radio baseball broadcasters that I've ever heard.
And Vin Scully.
You know, I know Milo in his own way, you know, that's his call. But at the same time, you know, people, I'm sure, realize these guys are smart. And you know, you knew that he was eventually going to hit 715 as well as 714. So, you know, I think Milo was pretty well prepared, and probably, if I had to bet, you know, I don't know that he would admit it, but I assume that he probably practiced that, you know, quite a lot. But it did come out very well. And if you ever do get a chance, your listeners, if you Google Hank Aaron home run, if you go to YouTube and you Google Hank Aaron 715 home run, you can actually listen to all three calls of Aaron's home run, and you can decide for yourself. They're all three very, very different, but all three very, very good.
And real quickly, you mentioned Vin Scully, who is still calling Dodger games. Milo Hamilton worked well into his 80s.
Absolutely. No, I mean, you know, Milo was, you know, one of these ever-ready batteries. And like I said, I mean, I was, you know, I liked the way he called games. You know, he moved around quite a lot. He was a little bit of a nomad. You know, Houston finally became his home. I mean, if you go to Houston and you ask about radio broadcasters, Milo Hamilton is going to be the first name that's up there. And he certainly belongs in the Hall. I have tremendous respect for Milo. I liked him, and, you know, sorry about to hear his passing.
You know, it was interesting. I was doing some research, and I came across an article where it talked about that he wanted to make sure that was a home run, because apparently, I guess, Bill Buckner almost caught it. Is that
true?
Well,
Bill, I'll never forget this, because despite the fact that I was only 10 years old, the one thing that I will never forget about the home run is that Buckner not only climbed the wall, he actually almost went over the wall. I think more because he wanted that ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good trivia question, by the way. Either of you know?
Tom House caught the ball.
Tom House, that's exactly right. Tom House, the left-hander, used to wear big old glasses, actually caught that ball and brought that, you know, because, you know, the ball, they actually put a little bit of a bounty on the ball. But I think Buckner was really trying. I don't know that he was trying to catch the ball for an out. I think he was trying to catch the ball for himself. House was right up under where it happened. He ran and grabbed the ball. And if you look at the photo, you'll see, or the highlights, you'll see that Buckner really, you know, tried his best to get that baseball.
We've been speaking with I.J. Rosenberg about the legendary sports broadcaster Milo Hamilton, who passed away yesterday at the age of 88. I.J., is always good to talk to you.
Thanks,
thank
I.J.
you.
Y'all have a great afternoon and good weekend.